see, he killed one fellow.
Well, he killed one man.
See.
He killed
I mean,
man.
Just willfully done it just for pure man. Done it with just a piece of gun, too, I mean.
With just a what?
With the judge's gun, just a piece. That done it.
That's right, he killed him.
And he didn't have more business killing that man than I got killing you, and I know I ain't got no business doing that.
Well, why did he, was he brought to trial or anything?
No, well, he ain't just come across him before he went in the ditch. It's wet weather, you know.
Oh,
his truck slipped
ditch.
In the ditch,
mm-hmm.
And Hank just walked up and shot him.
Did he even know the man?
Yeah, he knowed him, sure. We all know the man. James, they didn't have more business killing that man than nothing in the world.
I don't think I don't want him to be constable either.
Also, he didn't have a bit of business here that night. Not a bit more than I have. And I know I wouldn't hurt him.
Sam, you're talking about a mountain. You know, the side of the mountain, that rocky side that drops off real sharp, you call that the...
Yeah, that's a mountain, you know, and the side that got big old rocks.
Uh-huh.
Still part of the mountain.
But. Yeah, but that part that it may come out and hang over a little bit, and then it's real steep down.
But it's, you see the Lookout Mountain between here and Tennessee?
I've seen that. Have you been up there?
Yeah, been all over it. Sure have. Yes, I've been all over it. You see, when then they moved us from down here, Biloxi, that carried us to Camp Forest up there,
uh-huh.
Camp Forest, Tennessee, and that's where we take the basic training.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But say this rocky side, you say somebody jumped over the...
Well, I don't know. Now, they could get killed on a place like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
Them rocks are dangerous.
Would you call that a cliff?
Yeah.
A cliff? What's
that? Well, it's just a side of the mountain, you know, where you put them rocks and all.
But what do you call that?
A lot of people called it mountain, some called it cliff, first one thing and another thing.
Uh-huh. And, say up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, where it's not the valley, but it's still up in the mountains.
Yeah.
You'd call that a...
Yeah, that's mountain. The road works crooked around there,
uh-huh.
See? Can't make a road straight now because it's too stiff. It's too steep, you can't climb it with far enough.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of that being called anything, though?
Nothing but a mountain.
I'm talking about that place up in the mountains, sort of a low place. Would you call it a gap or a pass?
Well, I reckon you would. I don't know what you call it, because I ain't never yet calling them just part of the mountains.
So. Yeah. Say if you were going to chop down a tree, you might make a little cut in the direction that you want it to fall.
Uh-huh.
What would you call that?
Well, called a bed in the tree.
A bed?
Uh-huh.
I see. And say if do you watch television any?
Well, we haven't got a radio, but we haven't got no television. I'd go up there sometime and watch it a little bit sometime.
Well, you know, on the Western, sometimes the gunfighters, for every man that they kill, they'll make a little what in their gun?
A little cross on it.
Okay. And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
Well, that's boat landing.
Okay. Is that a very, very big place? Or?
Well, yes, it is a pretty good sized place. They got one down here at... Gulfport, see, what they call it, the West Pier, but load stuff in cars and all that, see. And transfer boat brings it out there to the house, you know, and then they load it in the car when they go ship it away from there, see.
Mm-hmm.